Welcome to Tokyo Demons Free Talk number 1 for Chapter 1. I'm Leanne Centaur, I'm the writer.
And I'm Rebecca Scoble, and I'm in charge of the audiobook, and I also edit the prose as it comes out.
So I guess for the first one, we might as well go through the general process of how we do what we do, and I'm going to have Rebecca go first, because this is the audio. It takes precedent, because we're on the audio version right now.
Well, first of all the actors who you've heard in the audiobook are basically friends of ours who we bribed with pizza. I'll record all the actors in one long take, and we'll stop them and make them repeat things over again, or over and over and over again in some cases. And in one unfortunate case, I'm sorry, Jay, make him come back to our house 3 times to re-record one scene. And then once I have this, you know, long audio take, I'll just go through and pick the best performances and clip them all together and then, you know, alternate people's lines so it sounds like they're talking to each other even though they're not in the same room. And then once that's all done, adding music and sound effects, and I get most of my sound effects for free on the internet, except for the ones that I'm making myself, which I have to say is, like, pretty much my favorite part of the process is making my own sound effects. It's a lot of fun.
I remember that day we had to fake a struggle for several minutes.
That one didn't really make it into the final cut, unfortunately.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was hard to simulate a struggle without actually kind of hurting each other or kind of, because, you know, like, you can't really simulate throwing someone against a wall without throwing someone against a wall. I mean, at least in the low-tech version.
But anyway, let's move on to Leanne talking about the actual nuts and bolts of writing the story.
Yeah.
You've been working on this for something like 10 years now.
Yeah. Well, we've both been working. I want to be very clear that Rebecca has been in on this story from the beginning. She's not just a very good prose editor, but she helped me develop this from the beginning, her and a young man named Adam Ford, who is also on the audiobook. He's got a couple bit parts, and he will be playing a major character in some of the later chapters. We did try to make this a manga briefly. Like, we did design it to be a novel pretty early on. We were trying to put it in book form when we were worried that it was too complicated for a book, that there were too many characters, they all have Japanese names. We tried it briefly as a manga. We did a proposal with that, and Amy Kim Ganter Kibuishi actually did the art in that. It's a couple of really great pages in the beginning, just of Ayase basically smacking into Sachi on the first day of school, but they are beautiful two pages because she's an amazing artist. And then eventually Priscilla Hamby was the last illustrator. We had a couple different illustrators we were working with, and she was the last, and ultimately I think she was the best fit. And, you know, she came back with us when we decided to do it as a prose serial online, which I actually think, once we sort of thought about it, we realized this was probably the best format that it could possibly be, because now we can have an elaborate characters page, we can do those character relationships.
And, you know, in retrospect, now that we're actually doing it, I realize that it would have to be, like, a manga to rival something like Naruto or One Piece in length if we were going to actually get this whole story out in a way that was understandable in comic book form.
Yeah, it's ridiculously long. And we already cut out, like, 10 or 20 major characters in the original version. I mean, like, it was pretty, even now it's kind of an overly ambitious project, but I feel like it's a little bit closer to our grasp.
It's about the right level of ambitiousness, I think.
We'll find out in book two, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think that, and then we talked about the audio drama and how giving the characters distinct voices would make them even more distinguishable. It would kind of buff up the website, and also, I'm a huge audio drama fiend. Most of the ones I listen to are in Japanese, and I feel like we've never really, sort of the manga industry over here never really thought much about audio dramas, with a couple brief exceptions. So plans for the future, obviously, this is kind of a long project. We're hoping to do the entire Tokyo Demons storyline, which is 3 books. Book one should be done by the end of 2011, and we have to sort of see if it's financially self-sustaining before I can continue book two, because we invested a fair amount of money into this already. But if all goes according to plan, we're basically going to do 1 book a year. And then potentially after that, we do have story arcs planned for, like, several years later, after the Tokyo... Because Tokyo Demons, all 3 books take place over about a 6-week period. But then there's sort of a 5-year time skip, and then is the story arc Tokyo Ghosts, which is sort of about Ayase and Joe's backstory, which we'd like to do, because I think some of the more interesting plot points sort of kick in then, and also there's kind of more interesting romantic entanglements than you can kind of cover in a 6-week period after people have sort of been... Feelings have been incubating for 5 years.
And we also have some plans for tie-ins in other mediums as well.
In addition to the audio drama, we'd like we had some ideas for sort of a visual novel game with combat in it. We have to kind of play things by ear because we only have so many hours in the day, but we do have some of our friends are interested in putting together a visual novel, and Rebecca actually is quite a background.
Well, see, as Leanne's dream has always been to do an audio drama, my dream has always been to do a video game. So we've been kicking around some ideas for a video game that would probably be a parallel plot to Tokyo Demons, probably having to do with, like, the gang Byakko and various characters who kind of come in and out of the story as it's going. But that's very, very much a loose idea right now, and not really sure when or how it's going to happen, but we would love to do a game.
One of the kind of double-edged swords of the character, you know, the cast of Tokyo Demons is there's like 100 billion different characters, and each of them has their own horrible backstory or whatever, which is kind of annoying when we're trying to get book one done in like fewer than 1,000 pages, but is cool when we talk about sort of the spin-off stuff. And that's what a lot of the short stories are going to be. It's going to be stuff that happened outside of Joe and ISA's perception, or backstory stuff.
And Leanne wants to write fan fiction.
Yeah, fan fiction of your own work. That's
I don't think
so
it counts as fan fiction. It's more like...
It's like mangaka who do their own doujinshi. It's kind of like your own spin-off stuff that you didn't want to be in the original story. And it's incredibly self-indulgent, but will also give us a little bit of material that we can sell at cons and that sort of thing.
We would also love other people to write fan fiction. Is that something I can say?
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, if people wanted to do fan works for Tokyo Demons, it would be welcome.
I think it might be a bit much right now.
Yeah, we have very small readership, which I think it's important right now to acknowledge. We have this one fan named Norma, who I'm sure
we
is
love
listening
you,
to this.
Norma. Seriously,
Norma has been following Tokyo Demons pretty early on. I think chapter 3 or 4, and she has commented on like I think every single update from like the chapter updates to just like informational updates or when I put up that stupid video on YouTube. Like, she's been incredibly supportive. So even though our fandom is very small, we have Norma, who is objectively a wonderful fan to have.
It's really excellent to know that we aren't just sort of throwing this into the void, and at least somebody is enjoying it.
Thank you for listening to Chapter 1. Chapter 2 should be up in early December.
Early December is the plan.
And we have the first sexy scene. That terribly awkward, not very sexy scene in the locker. But it's the only sexy scene for about 1,000 pages.
I have been fighting against that scene
from the beginning. She hated that. I was trying to explain to her that people want to know that there's going to be some sexy stuff later, but there was no place for it in the story for a long time, so you have to just fabricate really awkward situations for teenagers to fall in and then deliberate over because they are teenagers. And we had Dallas, we made him make a lot of noises, I think, for that one, just like... So, we'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Next time we should have ISA and Joe, Amun Klutz and Alex O'Shea, to come here and talk a little bit about what they do, and hopefully they'll be more clever than we are. Thanks very much!